Well, seats in Victoria and Queensland might decide this election, but spare a thought for the voters of New South Wales who had a state poll less than 3 weeks ago. At that election, they chose to return a coalition government to power for a third term. But will they do so again at a federal level? Thomas Ariti has been taking a look.
Xander's on his way to work in Sydney's CBD. He comes from Wollongong, south of the city, and wants his next MP to keep that commute in mind.
Currently, the trains run once an hour, which is really sucky. So there's been like on and off things talking about like duplicating railroads and like increased frequency. So yeah, the biggest issue for this election for me would be the infrastructure of New South Wales.
Rita's hopping off a ferry and hopes this election isn't just about transport. She's already made up her mind.
I've always voted for Pauline Hanson, and so if Labor or Liberal aren't in favour of her, they definitely won't be getting my vote this year.
So what issues do matter?
Hospitals, infrastructure, schooling definitely, and, you know, hopefully making Australia a better place. And immigration, that's really important.
Ed's concerned about one political trend in particular.
I'd like to see a lot less independence, because that's what's disrupting the system of government. We need government, not politics.
And for him, it's all about economic growth. Like in the recent New South Wales election, he's voting for the coalition.
Economy drives everything. What we need to be doing is not planning for ourselves, but planning for our grandchildren and their grandchildren.
But the views are mixed in former Prime Minister Tony Abbott's electorate of Warringah.
It's time for Tony to go. You know, I've got parents who are rusted on voters and things. I've got friends who are absolutely rusted on voters, but I think that we need to move on.
We need someone who's paying attention, that's going to take care of this environment, this climate.
I voted Liberals for many, many years, and I know there are issues both sides, but then, you know, you seem to revert to the tried and true, and that's what I've been doing for many years.
Warringah's not the only seat that'll be closely watched in New South Wales. The Liberal Party's Dave Sharma will be hoping to topple independent Kerrin Phelps in Wentworth. It could be a close battle a little further south in Banks. While in the city's inner west, Liberal MP Craig Laundy isn't contesting the electorate of Reid, which is traditionally a Labor seat. The ALP's been campaigning there for some time, while the Liberal candidate was formally endorsed just days ago. The Liberal Party will also be hoping to pick up Lindsay in Western Sydney. It's currently held by the ALP on a small margin, but Labor's Emma Hussar was disendorsed late last year.
The seats in New South Wales can broadly be classed as a bit of high drama but low impact.
Dr. Andy Marks is a political scientist and an assistant vice-chancellor at Western Sydney University.
Yes, you'll see some indication of the results that we saw in the New South Wales poll, where some of those Nationals and Liberal-held seats that overlap, the seats that were lost at that poll, might be under threat. But really, I think a lot of the anger was vented at the New South Wales election.
Some of the tightest contests will be outside Sydney. The Prime Minister's hand-picked candidate for Gilmore on the south coast, Warren Mundine, will be up against former State Nationals MP Katrina Hodgkinson and Labor's Fiona Phillips. Up north, in the Nationals' held seat of Lyon, some voters know their priorities.
Climate change, immigration, boat people, that's pretty much the main goal.
To be quite honest, I think that the party that we have is doing a very good job.
Others are disenchanted with the major parties.
The Labor Party is all about unionists, and if you've worked in the building industry and have to face up to those people, you know what they're really like. They're not nice people. And yet the Liberals, they seem to favour big business.
But for some, back in Sydney, there's just relief. We finally have a date. Others want the whole thing to be over.
I just think it's stupid. We have to vote again. And they're all the same. They promise you this and that, but only think of themselves.
I thought it would have been called last Sunday, but they took their time about it. And it's about time. I mean, everybody's been expecting it. They've been in election mode for the last couple of weeks.
Voters in Sydney there, and Thomas Ariti with that report.